This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser!
Who's ready to beat me?
Oh, boy.
I know Chuck from Everett is. Chuck, are you there?
I am.
Am I getting better or worse?
I think it might have been worse.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah, usually the voice warms up as the show goes on. It gets better, but for some reason, it's the opposite for you. Sorry.
Well, maybe I'll get some tea finally.
Although one texter said you sound sexier now.
Ooh, I mean, yeah, Terrence got that raspy voice. I feel like maybe I sound more like you. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
I like to leave.
For those playing at home, Chuck has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
What shape is an American stop sign?
A hexagon?
No.
Pass.
What Californication band played at the 2024 Olympics?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Correct. A typical Starburst pack has four flavors: lemon, orange, cherry, and what?
Strawberry?
Correct. Be Our Guest is a song from what Disney movie?
Beauty and the Beast?
Correct. Which country grows the most mangoes?
United States?
No.
Jamaica?
No.
Mexico?
No. The four planets in our solar system that have rings are Saturn, Jupiter, Neptune, and what?
Uranus.
Yes. What was the name of the dog in the Jetsons?
Cat.
With the number being in the 40s, how many permanent teeth do adult dogs have?
48.
No.
46.
No.
42.
Well, yes. What state is known as the bluegrass state?
Yeah.
Woo! Chuck, we did it. Wow. You got five correct.
Chuck, we did it.
You know, not bad. It's kind of like how I'm feeling right now.
Not great, but yeah. Not terrible.
Actually, wait, no. I'd probably be more like a three. I mean, I feel fine. I just sound like a three.
You look like a 10.
Wow.
Yeah,
you know,
baby.
What? I needed that today. Thank you. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What shape is an American stop sign?
Octagon.
Correct. What Californication band played at the 2024
Red
Olympics?
Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes. A typical Starburst pack has four flavors: lemon, orange, cherry, and what?
Strawberry.
Correct.
It's
Be
my
Our
favorite.
Guest is a song from what Disney movie? It's everyone's favorite. So good.
It is not.
What?
Our guest. Hey, that's an offline conversation, you guys. I'm in the middle of playing a game.
Okay. Well, anytime now.
I don't know. Cinderella?
No.
Beauty and the Beast?
You do know, yes. Which country grows the most mangoes?
United States of America.
No.
Canada.
No.
Mexico.
No. The four planets in our solar system that have rings are Saturn, Jupiter, Neptune, and what?
That would be Uranus, Sarah.
Sure would be.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
What was the name of the dog in the Jetsons?
Astro.
Correct.
Astro.
With the number being in the 40s, how many permanent teeth do adult dogs have?
41.
No.
42.
Correct. What state is known as the bluegrass state?
Kentucky.
Yes. In what decade was the chocolate chip cookie invented?
I'm going to go with the 20s.
No.
30s.
Yes. Steve, so close to that perfect 10, but you did get 9 correct, which is a win. 9-5. Sorry, Chuck.
next time, Steve.
Sounds good, my man. Have a great day.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
You did great. The only one you didn't know is which country grows the most mangoes.
Can I guess?
Yes. Please.
Is it Costa Rica?
It sure is not.
What is it?
It's India.
India.
Oh. Random. Huh. I guess mango lossies and stuff.
What?
Because
what word did you just say?
A mango lassi.
A mango lassi?
You've never had a mango lassi at an Indian restaurant before?
Nope.
I need one right now. It's like a mango smoothie.
Oh.
Mango lassi?
Are you kidding me? They're so good.
No, I believe you. I don't want to get so aggressive towards us.
What?
When I was in Costa Rica, I saw so many mango farms, I just made an assumption, but that's a tiny country, so of course it wouldn't be that.
Of course not.
Yeah, I've never even, usually we get our Indian food to go, so I never even bother to look at the beverages.
Oh.
But next time I go to an Indian restaurant, I kind of want to try it. It looks delicious.
It's amazing. Well, congratulations, Steve, on beating Chuck.
Also, I just want you to know that lemon is my favorite Starburst.
Really?
Yeah!
Come on!
Oh, really?
That's the best one.
There's only one flavor, and that's orange.
Ooh, no.
I would put strawberry, then orange, then lemon, and then cherry.
Yes, I'm the exact same,
yeah.
Steve.
Cherry's always my least favorite of any candy flavor, but it seems to be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Hot take, I know.
It reminds me of, like, medicine all the time.
Same! Yes. Mm-hmm. Download the Odyssey app, Rockaholics. Very easy to do on your smartphone. Then log in and listen to KISW for your chance to win your share of $100,000. It's very easy to create a free account and start listening on the Odyssey app.
Including one of our Rockaholics, Justin in Ferndale. He texted us earlier. He says, I know you guys are out. Thanks for having such an awesome show, all that cool stuff. But then he said, I also, because I was listening on the Odyssey app, won $1,000.
Yeah, baby.
Much love to you guys.
Get all the info on the contest at KISW.com. Now, I watched part of it yesterday. The Mariners game yesterday.
Yes.
Did you catch it?
Oh, man. I want to keep watching that game. 12-1. What a spanking.
Last night was the first time in over 20 years that Sunday Night Baseball was in Seattle for our Mariners game. And probably the first time that the announcer spent a chunk of the time talking about butts. Why? You will find out after the Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix Show.
Last night, the Mariners beat the Mets 12-1. And the game was on ESPN. This was the first time in more than 20 years that Sunday Night Baseball happened in Seattle.
A lot of people were like, oh, wait, Mariners are playing on Sunday night. It's always Sunday afternoon, but that's why.
So during the game, there was a pretty awesome moment where the announcers had to take a little time to explain how Cal Raleigh got his nickname, which is Big Dumper.
So the Big Dumper, where to come from? Summer 2020, several of the Mariners' top prospects, they were working out at a team's alternate site in Tacoma. It was the first time that Jared Kelnick has mentioned the term Big Dumper. And even Raleigh says...
Just right there, I already love the fact that this is on a national broadcast, that they're trying to go in-depth about a man's nickname, which is about his large ass. So great.
And even Raleigh says, if we go back to the beginning, everyone's always joked around that I got a big butt. Not anything that I thought about, he said. They said the same thing in college in the minors. A teammate at Florida State, Eddie, Hank Trulick once said of him, yeah, it's big. And he said he actually loved it when he first heard the Big Dumper mentioned. He wasn't surprised at all.
At first, I'd like to say, I love this big ass. he just loved the nickname.
How do you get the jeans on in the morning? Dumper's making a statement in a huge way for this 2024 Mariner team. Commercials with a dump truck that he's been driving around. He's just dumping runs on the Mets tonight.
You got both cheeks into that.
These guys are way too much fun.
Dumps like a truck.
You know, when it's 12-1, you probably don't really need to talk about the game much.
No.
So I might as well just talk about a guy's booty.
When he got his 25th home run on the season last night, too.
Yeah, two home runs.
So exciting.
Like, he's playing great. It's been so much fun. And it was cool to see the Mariners on the spot, you know, having like the national spotlight. That was pretty cool.
I need to explain his nickname to my son, who like loves everything construction,
mm-hmm.
because he'll probably think it's just dump trucks.
Might as well just keep it at that.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to know anything more dumper. Than that.
He's a big dump truck guy.
He's got a big dump truck. Although if you look at him, I think anyone with two sets of working eyes can realize where that nickname came from.
He could crack a walnut with that thing.
Did you ever have a weird nickname? Other than T-Dog, but T-Dog's not.
T-Dog, T-Money, but then there was one time in high school that a kid in my class, his older brother, started calling me tearing her pants off daily.
Yeah.
Which is so rude because I was a virgin.
Why didn't you tell us this before we went to San Diego?
Oh, my God.
We would have been calling you that the entire time.
It's and actually kind
especially
of
when you
up.
Threatened to take your pants off at the airport.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? You were talking to somebody who had a Rush t-shirt, and you're like, I had the same, I had that shirt tattooed on my leg. And then we had to stop you from taking your pants off. No, you really didn't.
Well, if I had like a skirt on, I could have just like pulled it up a little bit, but I would have had to like unbutton my pants and take them down.
Taryn, your pants
Taryn
off?
Taryn, her pants off daily. But again, I was a virgin. I never was taking my pants off.
So it was just, they were just having fun with your name.
Yes.
Sarah, did you have a weird nickname?
I mean, you guys have given me weird nicknames, especially recently.
Not Stumpy Sarah, Scratchy Sarah.
Yeah. And I mean, my dad's giving me nicknames, the most stupidest nicknames ever. He still calls me Googala.
What does that mean?
I don't know. No one knows.
Did you ever ask him?
You know, no, but I don't like it. Googala. And then my brother couldn't like say it back in the day, so it would be Goo. And he literally called me Goo, like, till we were like...
tearing her pants off daily in Goo.
Yeah.
The show just took a weird turn.
I was like, Joey, you have to break this habit. Like, we're in high school now. You can't be like...
You're in high school.
So does he say that to you now ever?
He still sometimes does.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, no.
I'm glad you've really kind of taken to your new name, though, the 40-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Not the 40-year-old virgin. We know that.
No, no. Not that way.
I hate you guys.
I love you, Sarah. Well, the Olympics may be done, but there is a new hero that has come out of the games. Her name is Raygun. That's her nickname. She is a break dancer. But some people are not very happy with her.
No.
So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
An Australian breakdancer by the name of Rachel Gunn goes by the nickname Raygun.
Raygun.
She became an instant meme after her routine went...
Raygun.
Just immediately went viral. Many were a bit confused by her performance, and others were mad that breaking is even an Olympic sport at all in 2024.
How would you describe her performance? I felt like it was part breaking and almost part interpretive
like,
dancing.
I was going to say performance art.
Yeah. Yes, I would say that. It was very entertaining. I was super entertained.
So because of all of the excitement surrounding Raygun, we have to go straight to the comments.
Yep, we found a few posts. We sent them to our production director, Jason, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, a.k.a. VD, and said, hey, man, pick out some of your favorite about Raygun and about breaking as a sport in general. And pull out your favorite comments, reenact them however you want, just to point out and illustrate how stupid people can get on social media. Are you ready for the first comment about our new friend, Ray Gunn?
Yes, sir.
All right.
She's f***ing with us. Right? Right?
Oh, I mean, that's... Honestly, I did have some thoughts about that.
I'd be honest, like, if you showed this on Saturday Night Live, I would think it was a bit. Like, it felt like it was a sketch. Like, she was just trolling everybody. I say that when I first saw all of the highlight montage videos. Like, when they put it all into this context of some of her more, like, ridiculous performances where she's, like, hopping like a kangaroo in the one and dragging her face and doing some weird sit-up thing. But then when I went back and watched all three of her competitions, granted, she wasn't, like, amazing, but I thought it was better than people are making it out to be.
Okay.
All right, here's our next comment.
How has she not been drug tested? She dances like how I dance while on acid. That's disturbing.
Sarah, you watched it.
Oh, I sure did.
You're a dancer. You have dance background.
Yes.
We saw you do that a lot of dancing while you were in San Diego.
Too much. I'm very sore. Yeah. It was interesting.
Do you think, though, she was she knew how to dance?
I mean, she had rhythm, but I will say the lack of commentary from the people that were commenting on the dancers was cringy.
The announcers definitely kind of kept quiet.
Yeah, and then they were like, well, she has her own style.
Well, they were told, if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. And they were very quiet while she was performing.
Well, what I did love about it was that she was having so much fun.
And also, I don't know how long they're supposed to dance for, but there were a few times where it seemed like she just ran out of dance moves. So she's like, it's your turn now.
The commentator said at one point, well, that was a little short.
It was.
She was like a drunk aunt at a wedding who had too much to drink. Oh, my goodness. Bertha, sit down. Australia, you can do better.
Oh, no.
And not that age matters, but there was one of the girls was like 17. She was incredible. Yeah. A few of the other people were also like younger. And I think they said she was like 37.
Yep.
And she kind of looked like a hello, fellow kids. Like, she had like this breakdance outfit on that didn't seem to really work for
her. She was wearing green, though. Did it give you some memories from being the Green Voltron?
Maybe that's why I like her as much as I do. Yeah.
This was the actual definition of secondhand embarrassment. Cringe didn't even make top of the list for emotions I felt while watching this mess.
She did. It was after her, though, after watching her performance, where I got a little bit more into watching breakdancing at all. Like, I kind of forgot that it was there.
It's called breaking.
Breaking, sorry, right. Breaking.
Thank you.
I started watching the breaking, but it was because of her. Like, she's the one that got me interested.
No, I went back and then watched the men's gold finals, which was against, it was U.S. versus Canada. And Canada ended up, when that dude for Canada was like, he was next level. But there were some great performances, especially our friend Reagan.
This just in, soon nose picking will be an Olympic sport.
I saw a lot of people complaining about the fact that breaking was even an Olympic sport, which I... How do you feel about that?
I think it should absolutely be an Olympic sport. Some of those people were insane.
Yeah, you try to break dance. If table tennis, ping pong is an Olympic sport, then this should be.
If gymnastics is considered an Olympic sport, which I have no issue with, but I mean, it's some of the gymnastic sports are basically dancing, you know, with a bouncy floor, but they're doing dance stuff, and that's no different than what was going on with breaking.
Right.
I mean, I was genuinely impressed. I had a lot of fun watching it.
There was a lot of acrobatics in there.
Especially when she was doing the sit-up thing.
Oh, my God.
The sit-up thing was my favorite
part.
This
side, and then this side.
Or what was the one thing where she just took her face against the floor, and she just kind of smushed it, like, as she's pushing her face, like, basically, like, using her face as a vacuum cleaner.
Or did you see the one where she was, like, reaching and touching her knees at the same time? Like, touch my knee, touch my knee, touch my knee. It was bonkers.
I think she was just trying to do something original, guys.
It was very original.
What's really bad is that breakdancing is an Olympic sport. Her dancing did remind me of Elaine on Seinfeld. What's up with that?
Okay. I do like the Jerry Seinfeld.
Elaine dancing is the greatest.
We have one more comment about our friend Ray Gunn, the Olympic breaker from Australia.
I stubbed my toe once, and it looked just like that routine. Painful.
I do, after watching, I mean, she got 0 points, which was awesome. She finished in dead last. But I watched all three of her battles against whoever else. I think she was just trying to do something original each and every time and not repeat anything.
Well, and guess what? She's the most famous breaker in the world now.
If she comes to town, I'm going.
Absolutely. I don't
know. Well, it depends on the ticket price, but I would go.
She might even put you on the list because you're like, you know, in the crew kind of.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you are. Like in the circle.
Oh, yeah.
Breakers.
Like, wait, you're Steve from Voltron? Someone's like, where's the original video of the breaking video? I can't find it anywhere. Just all the memes. That it took me. I eventually had to just go on Peacock and pull up the qualifying round. And I fast forwarded a lot until it got to Reagan's performances. Because everything on social media is just like this edited, shortened clip with like other music to it. And I know it wasn't the best performance, but it definitely, out of context, made her look a lot worse. I thought, like, her performances weren't all that terrible. They just, I don't know why she was in the Olympics.
There were just some better breakers.
I just picture the very, very last round she went, and her last freeze, which was just what's going around. It was her, like, one leg up, and, like anyone could do that. Like, how is that a freeze in the Olympics?
Sarah? We're going to all try it today. We're going to try that move. Yes, we are. We're going to all try
that move.
Danny,
even you could do it.
We're going to all do the move.
Okay. I'm going to give it a whirl. Someone said, when I see Reagan, all I picture is Steve and Voltron. Yeah. Best breakdance crew ever.
Rockaholics, we are so pleased to be partnered up once again with Mary's Place this year to put brand new back-to-school shoes on local children in need. Kicks for Kids, any amount helps, whether it's $20, $50, $200. Last year, because of the Rockaholics, Mary's Place was able to help out about 4,000 kids.
And our goal this time around is to make is to raise $20,000, because $50 buys a brand new sneakers for a child, $100 buys a brand new pair of sneakers for a teenager, and thanks to some of the Rockaholics, we're approaching $1,500, but slowly but surely, we'll make it happen. I believe in our Rockaholics. And shout out to Clarence Gilbert, just donated $69. Joined the 69 Club, said $69 for kicks.
Nice.
Also, Jeffrey Zucker donated $100. Awesome dude that we met over at the Aqua Sox game a few weeks ago. And then an anonymous donation of $350. So thank you to all the Rockaholics that are donating to help out the kids in need.
We are on our way to that $20,000 goal. And you can get more info at KISW.com. Obviously, we loved watching Ray Gun break dancing, but did you guys catch any of the Olympic closing ceremonies last night?
I saw some of it. I know some people were complaining about, like, you know, Billie Eilish was lip syncing, but I enjoyed the Chili Peppers performance.
Well, Tom Cruise and the Chili Peppers ended up being the talk of the closing ceremonies, and we're going to tell you what's trending after Lenny Kravitz.
The Daily Migs Show.
We know for many of you, you're just getting your day going and you're trying to figure out exactly what is happening in the world of pop culture. And there's so much going on that can be a little bit tough. So we are here to break it down for you and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Tom Cruise was involved with closing out the 2024 Paris Olympics by rappelling down from the top of Stade de France to deliver the Olympic flag to Los Angeles for the 2028 Games.
It was like a scene from Mission Impossible.
They got the right guy, that's for sure. So he received the flag from the mayor of Los Angeles, and Simone Biles was there as well. Then he rode a motorcycle through Paris before skydiving onto the Hollywood sign.
And then as they zoom out, you see the Hollywood sign has the Olympic rings on it as well. It was pretty cool.
He passed it off to the cyclist Katie Courtney. She then rode through LA with some help from a couple fellow Olympians, Michael Johnson and Jagger Eaton, before they made their way to Venice Beach. Very, very cool.
And then, of course, there was a bunch of performances that happened. Like, so he passes it off, and then next thing you know, all of a sudden, there's all these different bands that are originally, or artists, I guess, that are from the Los Angeles area, including Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, Billie Eilish, and then the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who I thought sounded pretty damn good. Of course, Flea is just, I don't know, has that guy aged? I
mean, no.
I'm not saying even visually. Yeah, of course, he's got some wrinkles now, but he is moving around like he's 12 years old, like up there. He was just losing his mind, and it was pretty awesome. And as you listen to that, Anthony Kiedis sounds like he's singing it live. Like, you know, but a lot of people not happy with Billie Eilish because apparently many believe she was lip syncing because at times her microphone was so far from her mouth, but she still sounded like she was right on the microphone. So some people were upset about that. It doesn't bother me, but I know for some people, and Sarah was saying during the break, she's like, I feel like they should have told us that she was lip syncing.
Like a little...
Like a warning, like disclaimer?
Well, yeah, because she's going to get so much, like, if they told her, hey, you should lip sync instead of doing it live, then I feel like they should let everyone know, because I feel like she's going to get a lot of hate for it. Like, I'm judging.
And one person on social media wrote, Billie Eilish has the worst lip sync skills I've ever seen.
Yeah, maybe she should have practiced doing that.
If you're going to lip sync, at least try and act like you're singing still.
Yeah.
A man in Michigan was in court on a minor trespassing charge and then was hit with a 558-day sentence for contempt of court just because of his potty mouth. He told the judge to kiss his butt, followed by a couple of F-bombs. His name is Daryl Jarrell.
No, it's not.
And this is
Daryl Jarrell?
Daryl Jarrell.
So wait, his name is spelled the same, but this is, except it's a D and a J.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
D-A-R-R-E-L-L. J-A-R-R-E-L-L.
So he has parents that have a great sense of humor.
Yeah, and he was mouthing off to Judge Cedric Simpson, who was not having it.
It's trespassing. I could technically leave and you guys could issue a warrant as long as I don't return. You can kiss my
I'm going to tell you what. You don't come in, that's contempt. That's another 93.
Oh,
that's another 93. That's 693s consecutive.
Wow. So this, you might remember, this judge is the same judge from the infamous Michigan suspended license case where the man was driving during his Zoom court hearing appearance. What? Do you remember that?
Yes.
This is the same judge. So you don't mess with Cedric Simpson.
So then is it the civilians or is it the judge's fault? Because he seems like he brings out the worst in people.
That's a solid point, Steve. We are looking for one more contender today who would like a shot at beating Migs. He's got a record of 221 wins, 65 losses, and 35 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.